My name is Kitty and I watched a video on observing trees. So in this video, the teachers explained to us their role in the classroom. And first and foremost, it is picking the concept that you want to teach the children. So in this case, they chose trees. And basically, when you go about deciding what to base your lesson on, you have to think about the interests of the children. So since it's mostly a children-led discovery and learning in the classroom, you should pick something that is more relatable for the children. So for example, trees, it's quite relatable because they see it every day and it's in their everyday lives. And it should also be something that they already have a little bit of knowledge about, and but not too much until that the lessons can become boring. So I realized that you can also incorporate a lot of different subjects, like even maths when it comes to trees, so that you can teach them about shapes and colors and even like measurement. I also learned that teachers should not be afraid of bringing in this concept of science into the learning environment. So like teaching children the concept behind, like for example, the functions of the different parts of the trees and all that can actually give them a more in-depth understanding of the whole concept lah. In addition to the children learning and exploring and the teacher providing information, I realized that the teacher doesn't have to be the main source of information, and children don't always have to go out to these places to enjoy and explore the nature. In addition to all of this, teachers can also reach out to parents or other professionals in who know more about what they are trying to learn. So for example, parents who are interested in trees or tree experts or who are gardeners or something like that, they can help provide insight as well. And the teacher can also invite the parent or the professional into the class to maybe give a sharing, maybe bring along some items for the children to touch and feel, depending on what they're trying to learn. And when asking children questions, I feel like it should be more open-ended. So something that gets the children thinking, and we should allow them to try to solve problems they face on their own and come up with solutions maybe as a group, so we can facilitate communication between the children and allow them to come up with a plan so that they can overcome any obstacles that they face. This can be actually a major learning point, and the whole point of inquiry-based learning is not to spoon-feed information into the children and help them with every single thing. It should be more of something that they accomplish on their own, and teachers, their role is to just sit back and facilitate and provide questions to get them thinking and provide them materials that they can use. A key learning point for me from watching the video is that I understood that through inquiry-based learning, children actually develop a lot of skills, like questioning skills, research skills, as well as communication skills. So like, I feel like these are three important skills that any person needs, and it's never too young to help them develop these skills. A question I have about IBL is that I understand that there is investigate, create, discuss, and reflect. And I was wondering if we can switch up this process. So maybe perhaps get them to discuss first and predict, and then maybe create something, and then they investigate the actual thing and reflect upon it.